Hey y'all, welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. If you've ever wanted to find companionship, if you've been in a relationship, experienced heartbreak, or just wondered how love looks through someone else's mind's eye, this is your relationship roadmap. Tonight, we're talking about online dating and apps, which is a thing, right? And my guests are Andres, Quanetta, Didi, and of course, my producer, James Street. And they're gonna share their perspectives about online dating. So real quick, the ground rules for tonight. There are no right or wrong answers. Authenticity and healthy debate are appreciated. And we're here to have fun and keep it real, most importantly. So I want to do a quick check and see. I'm assuming all of you have done online dating. Yes?
That would be accurate.
And so tell me a little bit about your favorite sites and why. Why do you like the sites you like?
Well, I would say for me, my top two sites are Plenty of Fish and OkCupid. Yeah, those are the ones that work for me.
If you're not, you can't see what's happening in here, but she got a look from Quanetta. And if y'all listened last week, then you know Quanetta got some opinions.
Yes.
Okay.
I have tried just one, and it's Plenty of Fish, but I'm curious to hear about OkCupid.
I gotta say, I love that it's OkCupid. It's not Awesome Cupid. It's not Woo Cupid. I always was tickled by the name OkCupid. Like, you're just gonna get a mediocre person.
That's not wrong most of the time. It's a free dating app. That's what it is.
And I found that on the free dating apps, you definitely get what you pay for.
Sounds a little bitter, Quanetta.
I want to interject just a little bit, because I've done OkCupid for a little bit, but I tried, my top three are, well, Tinder, Bumble, which I can tell you all a little bit about it, because that's more, you know, women-focused, and Hinge. I don't know if y'all heard of Hinge before.
It's for the younger demographic, I've found.
Hey, you'll see people of all ages. You know, you can choose, you know, what your age range and go from there. But Hinge, I like Hinge just because I feel like on that app, I actually have to read, it's not just a swiping app. You know, you have to like a certain picture and stuff like that. Where, like, if you're on Bumble or Tinder, you can just be swiping away, boom, like crazy. You know, and later we can get into, like, you know, don't be drinking and swiping, because that can lead.
That could end badly, that, right?
You know, yeah, you know, you wake up, you know, trying to see, like, yo, what did I do last night?
Trying to figure it out.
But I'll get into that in a little bit right now.
Said don't drink and swipe. I love that, Andres, and we definitely are going to get into that. But I probably should also ask, how long have you been on doing the online dating scene? And you know, are you pro, con? How are you feeling about it? So when you jump in and say your piece, give us that information.
All right. Well, I wanted to roll through on. I kind of have a whole thing about, like, because I've used all the free ones. I would never pay to use a dating app. And the thing with the you get what you pay for, true. But I also feel like if you're paying, there's a certain demographic for that. And I don't know if I'm about that either. Also, that's like spending money for a maybe is kind of weird too. So, but all the free ones, and there's definitely different tiers. And you're right that, like, Hinge and Bumble are more on the, like, classier, cool side. Mm-hmm. As where, like, OkCupid and Plenty of Fish, you know, Tinder's obviously hip, but OkCupid and Plenty of Fish are where you're, like, hitting that rabbit hole of, like, I just want something to do. Like, and that's kind of the mass majority of people I've found on there.
And what exactly do you mean by something to do?
Or someone to do? What are you saying?
Well, it could be anywhere from, yeah, someone to do, or I want free food. And it's yeah.
Well, a sister gotta eat.
Man, I'm always paying for the first day. I got to get on those day naps then.
Oh, so, okay, that's a good thing to delve into. Let's talk about the rules of the online dating, right? Because, you said you're always paying for the first date. Now, I will say I am inexperienced with online dating so far. But so I don't know. I'm really a novice. But tell me, what are kind of the rules of it?
You know, it really comes down to, you know, the type of girl or, you know, person you're meeting, right? I've probably been in the online dating apps, you know, probably like a year and a half. And it was coming from, a, you know, out of a long-term relationship. So I was like, I don't know what I'm doing out here. Like, it was like a whole new ballgame. But usually, you know, I try to be a gentleman. You know, I like to pay, you know, take, you know, I never offer them, like, oh, do you want to pay or split it? Or like, I'll pay, I'll pull the check. Sometimes there'll be girls, they're like, you know, let's just split it, you know, and they're really persistent. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, it sounds like you really want to, you know, split it. But I always do the first motion. That's just me. You know, I got the drinks and stuff like that. And if it leads to more dates, you know, I've been fortunate enough where the girls have just been like, hey, like, you know, I got your drinks this round or this time around or something like that. But, you know, sometimes it's just a one date thing and, you know, it leads to some other stuff, or sometimes that's it. You know, you should move on to the next swipe.
In my experience, so I have been on and off of dating apps for about the last 3 years. And all of my dates, the men have paid for the dates, and that's always appreciated now to show that he's a gentleman.
You know you're going to have to talk about the men who you met online. Sorry, there is no mistake that I invited you to be a guest tonight, because if you come across Dee Dee's profile, you won't know what hit you, y'all. They all fall in love. They all fall in love. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's an interesting phenomena. Well, let me say this. One thing that I appreciate about online dating is I'm divorced 4 years. And up until that time, there was a very specific type of man that I was attracted to. He was usually 6'2 or taller, bald, black, and muscular, and smart. So those were what I liked. And once I got divorced, took a year off, sort of got into myself, and then decided to do the dating apps, I said, I'm going to open myself up to exploring men that I would not normally date. And it has been really fun to acquaint myself with gentlemen that I might not otherwise have entertained. And some,
you know,
have,
what's also fun?
What's that?
Hearing the stories.
Juanetta, tell us your story.
Oh, goodness. I think I'd have to go with James a little bit in regards to Plenty of Fish being something to do. Mm. I use it more as straight entertainment, period. There is plenty, plenty, plenty of quantity. I have yet to find quality or men that do not lie on their profile. I don't know why they don't tell the truth, yeah. But they don't.
If they say that they are 5'10", they're not. They're 5'8 and shorter. I guarantee you every time.
Okay, wait, I got to share this story I heard on a bit about, you know, a date. And this lady, she said this guy had lied about his self. You know, she just called him a liar, straight up liar. She said he lied about his height. But she said he was actually taller than he said he was. And he was a short man. And she was like, I like to be the big spoon. I like to be in control. So he's too tall for me. I'm tall. He was short. He wasn't short enough.
Interesting.
When do you hear that? Never.
Seldom.
I've never heard it before.
Yeah.
And I have never heard it since. I just had to share that because of what you said. But yeah, that misrepresentation, does that concern you?
It really does. I have to share a story from my niece. She sent me this, showed me this information about this guy that hit her up on there. And in the picture, he was trying to get this backdrop and show his muscles and all those things. And then she started looking in the background, and everybody had the same clothes on. So she turned around and said, are you in jail? He was like,
locked up, wouldn't let him out.
Locked up, won't let me out. But, and then he acted like, why would you say that?
Because of the orange jumpsuit.
You don't think I'm in the military? But no, he was like, you're good. I sure am. And hasn't hit her up since.
Not you're good, but you're stupid. How are you not going to get found out? People are crazy. James, do you have something to say there?
Oh, I mean, well, I just...
Do women lie, James?
Do women lie?
On the apps?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty true. Like I've done a lot of online dating. One of the weird things, though, about the, like, height thing, it's weird because, like, I mean, I'm 6'2", so I put 6'2", and without a doubt, everybody always asks, like, are you actually that tall? Like, they really are concerned. They're like, no way. And then I show up, and it's like, nah, yeah, definitely. But, yeah, women lie. I would say not as much. The biggest thing I've found with, like, women on dating apps that can be very strange is women my age, at least, because I'm 23. They use them primarily as a confidence booster, like because you know, it's mostly dudes hitting up girls, which again is the plus to Bumble is a woman has to hit up the guy first. You can't, as a guy, send a message to a woman on there, which is kind of an interesting take on it. But you know, so it's, you get a lot of superficial conversations with people because they're almost just like fishing for compliments and like aren't really trying to be interested in anybody. Guaranteed that's not always the case, but I would say a good 70% of the people I've started talking to online don't really have any interest past like just kind of being bored.
So, or you know, something I was going to say real quick too, like I don't see a lot of women lying either. But something I used to see a lot more on Tinder, it's gotten a little bit better, but we see like bots. They're like fake accounts. And like they were so like, it was crazy because they would actually start real conversations. It would seem legit. And then all of a sudden you get a random link like, oh, go to this link so we can continue talking on, you know, something else.
And it's just some like cam girl site.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're
but
like, no.
Like, no, that's cool. Not what I wanted. But it's crazy though because like they're like, these bots seem so real at the beginning, and then it gets to the point where, like, as soon as you get that link, you're like, all right, I'm done. You know, I'm following this. Or I'm just unmatching because you're just, you know, it's just fake.
So I have a couple of things about that. Is one for that is why, for the biggest scam that I see is the military scam. Guys reach out to you, and they just say all the right things and get you all going and everything. Then it's like, oh, I'll be back in 3 months. And then you sit there and have superficial conversations. And having those superficial conversations, it then leads to, oh, I need you to send me some money. Ooh. Oh, can you send me a care package? Or can you fly me here? Or can
nope.
I use your address or your credit card? And I was like,
can you send me a picture so I can see what shade of orange your jumpsuit is?
But then they're catfishing. They definitely are sending those professional pictures and do not send any pictures.
For sure. And we're going to talk about catfishing on another show because that's a whole other thing. But real quick, let me just put this out there. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on Rainier Avenue Radio.world. And tonight we're talking about online dating and apps. I added that. Thank you, Andres, because that's a thing. And my guests are Andres, Juanetta, Didi, and James. Okay, so let's pick it back up. But save catfishing for another night.
I got you. So I wanted to piggyback off of what James said in regards to the superficial conversations. And what should a girl actually be saying to have some substance or something to that conversation that makes you want to respond back to her?
Well, as somebody that, like, I'm really introverted, which is why I got into online dating in the first place, is I'm not good at going out places to meet people. Like, I mean, I can if I'm shoved into the situation, but like mostly I keep to myself. But I have a lot to say. I do a lot of things and I, you know, I have a lot to talk about. So I love having conversations with people that, you know, are interesting to have conversations with. The biggest thing that turns me off in conversations with people is like one word replies, two word replies, like, you know, they ask you, you know, what type of stuff are you into? And I'm like, man, all this stuff. I do all this stuff. Like, are you into any of this stuff? And they're like, not really. It's like, I'm done. I could try and ask you a question, but I know it's going to be down the same vein. It's just like, what type of stuff are you really into? What are your passions? I don't know. There's nothing there for me with that. And it's like, it's to a degree, because I felt it before, it's really cool when somebody shows a lot of interest in you. Not often are you feeling it back the other way. And so I've noticed a lot of times where it seems like people are just kind of like they don't want to put a bunch of energy in themselves. And that's kind of, to me, it's a little bit fake.
People don't want to put in the work, I think. I think online dating has made it really easy for people that want sort of this microwave instant gratification. There's no judgment in that. But if you want substance, I have found it's few and far between, but I have had it, and it is possible. But that is the exception and certainly not the rule.
You know, just looking for more substance somewhere, you know, finding that I've been more successful has actually been on Instagram. You know, sliding in the DMs and things like that. Especially with, like, people like, you know, or friends of friends, things like that. Like, you know, I see your profile, you see my profile, I like your story, I start the conversation from there. And I feel like I actually get a lot more substance, you know, conversations, text, you know, and at least text messages or hanging out, dates and stuff like that, but on the gram and just sliding in, you know, taking your shot and going from there.
I gotta say, I love when you say sliding in the DM. It sounds dirty. And it probably is. It is when people slide into my DM. It's sliding into my DM.
Right. Wow.
Woo, okay, that's good. So what are some of the other rules or questions you have about this online dating thing?
Well, it's for, you know, the ladies, because I've heard of, you know, other girls doing this. I don't know if y'all have ever done this. It's like, you know, you have a girls' night, you know, hanging out somebody's spot, you know, drinking wine or whatever, you know, you like. And then, like, y'all are just broadcasting the phone onto the TV, and the girls are just saying yes, no, like picking, you know, guys or girls apart. You know, I don't know, have y'all ever participated?
We haven't done that yet, but I'm putting that on the agenda for the next girls' night, because that sounds hella fun.
Totally.
Because I got a little self-conscious. I'm like, damn, girls really do that. Oh, wow.
Andres is a very stylish and brilliant young man, let me tell you. He's a catch, ladies. If you're out there swiping or reading, or I don't know what you do on these apps. I don't know. But this swipe thing, we're going to talk about this another time, because I am tickled and really, really curious. Okay.
So what is your name on your online dating?
Like my Andres, you know, my real name, you know, I'm not, you know, I feel all the apps I use is, you know, it has my name, or like my handle has the name. But I feel like nowadays to sign up or anything like that, you need a Facebook account or, you know, an actual Gmail account to make. So, yeah, I have my real name on there.
Do you use a certain line that you think will catch them to click on your name?
I used to have something super elaborate and like, ooh, this is who I am. I travel the world and all this stuff. But then like I kind of brought it down. I'm like, you know, if you really want to get to know me, like, let's hit up happy hour or something like that. Going, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I use Hinge, and I feel like Hinge is one of those actual apps where you have to answer at least certain questions, right? That way they can actually get to know you. Unlike Bumble or Tinder or some other apps where you can leave it just blank. Just have your name, and then the girl can decide just based off your pictures. Or a guy, you know, if they're into you or not.
Can I share my headline with you, Quanetta?
Yes.
My headline is, I like big brains and I cannot lie.
Ooh, of course you do that. Of course you do that. And they're like, woo, black magic. Okay. I love this woman. So, I want to marry this woman, because it's really pretty much that close of a leap, right? I'm not skipping a lot of steps when I'm telling this story. Okay,
just
go for it.
Just real quick on that tip. So name, first name, last initial. Oh, it's never full last name. Never full last name. Dealt with enough enough creeps. Enough. I've had stalkers from online dating.
Oh,
before.
No.
Really, though.
Say something about it.
About that. No, but the tagline of what I always do for the first thing in my description, I'll put a bunch of corny things, but it's always ask me for poetry.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you want to kind of get a feel for.
I'm a writer.
Yeah.
I'll write you some poetry anytime, anybody. Like, and it's not hard for me, and I like to do it. So it's a great conversation starter because I really am only looking for somebody who's interested in like artistry anyway, because I'm a creative type. So if I start talking to somebody and they don't like care about art and stuff, it kind of is, I'm disinterested.
By the way, I got to put a plug in for James Street. He is a gifted artist and he makes amazing music. So ladies, you know, take this tip. You need
I'm in a relationship.
Oh, sorry. Ladies, just don't. Just show your boyfriend his awesome music videos and stuff like that. Sorry. Sorry, James. And I knew that. The wine must be flowing. Awesome, awesome. Okay, if you're just joining us, this is Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. And tonight we are discussing online dating and apps. I always look at Andres when I say that. Me dating too. And apps. And my friends and guests are Andres, Quanetta, Didi, and James. And we're getting into some pretty good, you know, understanding about what's what online. So I would like to hear more about the differences between the sites. So we touched on it a little bit. And you said you get what you pay for. Wait, who said you get what you pay for? Somebody
I
said
did.
It.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about the different characteristics of the apps. You know, like, so is everybody on the same page when they go to these apps? Are they all like, we're hooking up because I'm finding you on Tinder, I'm posting on Tinder? Are they all like, this is going to lead to something because it's whatever the site is or app? You can see my ignorance here so far, but I'm taking notes in case I need them later.
like stereotypes and stuff like that. You know, Tinder was one of those ones where like, oh, you're just hooking up. But I know of friends, you know, that have actually found meaningful relationships, you know, through Tinder. And, you know, supposedly, like, Bumble was a lot more, you know, a little bit more professional. You'll find your soulmate in that. And they actually have, like, professional apps built into it, which that can lead into a whole different conversation. And then kind of same thing with Hinge. So it's just kind of stereotypes. But, you know, sometimes, you know, on any app, you'll get that, like, oh, like, this person is just kind of looking more for a hookup than a meaningful relationship.
I was going to say that's true. But it really, just like in the real world, all depends on who it is and who you come across. You can come across all the same walks of life as you do walking around the street. So.
Well, okay, that's cool. And then if that's true, that you can find all the same stuff walking around the street, then why online? You talked about it a little bit. Y'all other guests, please say something about that.
Well, my theory is, and I say this to people often, is that I can't remember the last time a man approached me where I work out or in the grocery store. It just does
not
happen.
Talk about it.
It just doesn't happen. I would love for it to be more organic, but I have found, as a woman close to 50 years old, that if I want to date, I do have to put myself out there. That's just the way that the world is moving via online dating and apps. And so I get in the game that way. Again, it's very seldom that men approach me personally.
Just adding to that, I think it's just, you know, getting denied is part of it. You know, if you're getting denied in person, that can, you know, probably hit somebody's soul a lot more if they don't have that confidence, instead of like, all right, let's coach that into me. But like, you know, if you're getting denied on, you know, a text message or, you know, messaging, you know, it won't hurt somebody's ego as much.
And can I just say, Quanetta, I'm gonna let you jump in, but I have to piggyback on that notion. I am often taken back by some of the men that are trying to holla because they read my profile. They see the pictures that I post. They see the conversation starters that I've listed. So clearly I'm a woman of some substance, and I think you could glean that from my profile. you have, no judgment, but you have two ponytails. Where am I taking you in my adult world with where I work? Sir, I can't take you there.
But does he have bows on his ponytails? Because
I've not seen bows. They've been sans bows. But it is sort of this, I'm going to throw it at the wall and see what sticks. Now, those men would never approach me, I would argue, in person. But online, they're like, well, hey, I'm going to give it a try. And it's funny.
I'm just really tickled because Dee Dee is being all kinds of serious up in here. And I'm
for real, though.
I guess I'm going to have her back on to tell the story behind the story. I did not pick my guests in a vacuum. I picked them for a reason. And there's so much more that these folks can be talking about. I'm learning a lot from Andres. Andres, I'm going to need you to give me a tour of apps. Thankfully, I see him pretty much every day.
We can have a wine night, and I'll put it on the screen, and you can see, the guy's perspective, because it's a lot, I think, a lot different than the women's perspective.
Nice. Okay, I'm down for that. We're going to do that. I think that'd be a good follow-up.
Men of different ages, too, would be good.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, so as I knew it would be, our time is short, and this has been really interesting. I really hope that y'all will come back and let's talk more about some of this stuff another night. Andres, Quanetta, Dee Dee, and of course James, who's stuck with me. No, really, he is stuck with me. Thank you so much for coming on tonight and giving your open and honest perspectives about this game of online dating and apps. And now all of us are looking at Andres when we say and apps, just so y'all know. And last week, I want to thank all of y'all for your support. Last week's episode on Single in Seattle was a big hit, and several of you called in or wanted to know about calling in. Hit me up on contactprincessrobin@gmail.com. And we'll figure it out how we can get you involved. Again, this has been Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on RainierAvenueRadio.world. And we look forward to chatting with you again next week. Smooches!